Welcome, everyone, to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next half hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. Today, I will have an interview with Kathy Salt. Kathy is the president of the Lenoxville Quilters Guild. The Guild has their annual show coming up on September 6th and 7th at Grace Village. But first, we will hear the song called The Quilt Song by Casey and Julie. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
We are birthed lovely and soon torn to pieces. Daily we struggle, fearing abandon. And we misplace vision of initial creation, shuffled and puzzled, so broken and stuttered. But you're holding me together. You stitched up every tear, even the scars you wipe away. There's beauty in the stitches, in the blood, in the new song. Ribbons threaded in pure love from ruins and shreds. And she flies with her head low, humility bending with memories mended in the palm of her hand. You're holding me together. You stitched up every tear, even the scars you wipe away. Even the scars you wipe away. Oh, even the scars you wipe away. We lie down under green branches blowing, too precious to part with, and too warm to forget. You're holding me. Scars,
88.9 FM, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Kathy Sult to the Townships at 12, and Kathy is the president of the Lennoxville Quilters Guild. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Now, tell us about the Lennoxville Quilters Guild. When was it formed? How long has it been going?
We have been going for about 40 years, and we are a guild, which means we're a little bit different than just a social group or a club, because as a guild, we're meeting, obviously, to support each other, but also to learn new skills all the time and to see where quilting is going in the world. So we try to reach out and teach the next generation and keep people interested in the art of quilting.
Okay, now the art of quilting, that's been going like probably forever. I would imagine it started when people made their own clothes and they had material left over and they made quilts for blankets. How many are in the group?
We have about 24 members. We meet every Monday at Grace Village in a wonderful room that's full of natural light. So we meet roughly as a group of about 15 people each Monday.
Okay. Now, where is quilting going? Future of quilting, things like that?
Well, quilting has changed with the time. And if you were to ask anybody what do they think of when you mention quilting or quilting groups, and often the first thing that comes into your mind is a group of older women sitting around a big quilting frame, hand stitching. So, it's changed quite a bit today because we have different materials. We've gone traditional block patterns to contemporary creating your own type of quilt, not based just on a pattern, but really we embrace it all from the hand stitching, the hand quilting, to machine quilting done on long arm machines. So we are trying to educate or let people know that we have contemporary designs, contemporary colors, and we have functional quilts. We make quilts that become heirloom pieces. We embrace it all.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the whole group work on their separate quilts, or are you working on one particular quilt when you get together?
Our guild works on group projects that different members of our group will take turns working on. And we have a group challenge each year. This year we challenged every member in our guild to come up with a quilt, and we've called it The View Out My Window. And we're not sure what everyone has created. We'll find out during the quilt show. And it's just to see how creative you can get.
Okay.
And produce something that is really almost a work of art. It's not a quilt for a bed, our challenge, but something that you would appreciate on a wall.
Mm-hmm, definitely, quilts are a work of art. When I think of quilting, I think of a grandmother or a mother years ago. They all knew how to do this skill. Do you think it's becoming a bit more popular again with young people?
Actually, the popularity has grown. I think probably as a result of the pandemic that we've just come through, and people have stayed home. I know fabric shops and quilt stores definitely saw a big increase in sales during that time, and so that's very positive. We are always encouraging young people to just give it a try, anybody to give it a try.
That's interesting about COVID. Okay, how did you get interested in quilting?
I had a good friend here who kept telling me, you need to join the Quilt Guild. And I said, well, I want to retire first. So when I retired from my teaching profession, that was one of the first things I did, was join the guild. And I had to learn the skill first before I joined. And so I took a course, took two courses, and then joined the other women. We don't, now as a guild today, we don't say you have to take a course first to become a member, because we're all good encouragers and mentors in the guild. So we're happy to have anyone come, anyone who has an interest.
Okay, that's nice. So you're open to new members too?
Oh yes, we're always open to new members.
Okay. Now, if somebody joins, do they have to be good at sewing, or is this kind of different than sewing?
It's helpful to have some experience sewing, but what we look for most of all is just a keen interest and a willingness to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many members that will sit down with anybody and teach them.
Okay, that's very nice. Have you had special projects in the past with the Quilting Guild, the Lennoxville Quilting Guild?
We've had several projects. Each year we tend to take on three different projects. One is we make a quilt of valor, which is a quilt we design and piece and put together for a veteran. And we usually give away two each year to a Canadian vet. And most of them have been local. So we will have two quilts to present at the quilt show again this year. We also have a group project, and we have a quilt, which is our main feature, or a feature at our show this year. And it's a quilt that our members worked on. And I would say the patterns may look familiar, but the way it is has been put together is with machine and some hand quilting and some hand applique and a new type of quilting on a long arm machine, which is custom quilting. It's just a fabulous piece, and it's going to be in a silent auction at the show this year. Definitely worth coming out to see all these different skills put together in this quilt.
Mm-hmm. Sounds really interesting. A place where you can learn a lot too and be blown away. I've gone to the quilt shows in the past, and the mm-hmm. amount of skill, and it's beautiful. It's it's a work of art. Now, the quilt show is on September 6th and 7th at Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street. It's kind of in Huntingville. They say Sherbrooke, but it's in Huntingville. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the quilt show. What's going on there?
We have one feature this at this show, a quilter who has been a member of our guild, past president, and one of our best teachers passed away, unfortunately, this spring. And she was a mentor to most of us in the guild. She taught so many of us skills, and most of all, she was an encourager. And this is Margaret Littler. And so we have a special tribute to Margaret, and we're going to have two rows of quilts, and we're calling it the Margaret Littler Memory Lane, and we're going to feature a lot of her quilts. So that's one thing I hope people will look for when they come. We also have on display, this was a project, a challenge to all the members in the guild, and it's called a potholder quilt. And it may sound a little old-fashioned because not too many people make potholders anymore. But each potholder is a quilt pattern. Some are traditional, some are a little more contemporary. And we put all the potholders together, assemble them together as one big quilt. And it's quite a fabulous piece. We've had residents from Grace Village come and admire it and ask us questions. And this is just one little way that we can share our quilting with the residents at Grace Village. We kind of have an open door policy when we meet, so people come through, ask us questions, share stories, and it's just a good time of sharing.
Mm-hmm. Any residents in the guild?
No residents are actually in the guild.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple of employees who are guild members.
Okay. Now, it's on the 6th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., I believe, and the 7th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Is there an admission charge?
There's a $6 admission charge, and the bistro at Grace Village is providing lunch, if you would like a lunch or just refreshments during the show. So there's lots to see. We also have 10 gourmet baskets, which all have a different theme. These are baskets where you can buy tickets for a draw, and each of these baskets have either a handmade, a hand quilted, or a hand knit item in the basket. It was a lot of fun last year, and we're hoping people enjoy it. as much this year.
It sounds like a lot of fun and things that are very unique to something that you can't get in the store. So that makes it extra special.
That's right. Okay. Plus, we have four different quilters who are demonstrating different skills in quilting. We have a woman who's demonstrating how to use rulers in your quilting. One is demonstrating hand quilting. That's a fun feature, too. So I hope people look forward to that.
About how many quilts will be displayed?
And we have roughly about 25 large bed-size quilts. And we'll have another 20 to 30 smaller quilts and wall hangings on display. Okay. And then we have our boutique where you can buy different items that have been made by the quilters.
Mm-hmm. About how long does it take to make a quilt on the average?
That's a good question because there's so many methods today to make a quilt, from hand stitching to machine stitching, hand quilting and machine quilting. And we asked one of our members by the name of Odette, who just finished a quilt and she did it all by hand, if she would keep track of her hours. So it was quite an eye-opener, and she tracked the time she spent selecting fabric, selecting her pattern, the cutting, the piecing, and the hand stitching. And she calculated it took 158 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised, really, because there's just so much work, and it's very fine work. It's very detailed, too.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's why our featured quilt that's going to be on a silent auction is, you know, you never really get in return the money for the hours you put into it. But if you appreciate what goes into a quilt, you can see, we know why the prices are that they are.
Mm-hmm. About what's the average price?
Actually, I think any quilt you buy from our guild is a real bargain. I've seen quilts priced in St. Jacobs in Ontario and in New York City and Toronto, and they're very high, in the thousands of dollars. But our quilts are anywhere from about $800 to $1,500.
Well, considering all the work that goes into it, that's really a good deal, I'd have to say.
Yes, and if you're looking for something special, either like a wedding gift or something that you want to become an heirloom in your family, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That's what we say in the guild.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you buy a quilt, how do you take care of it? Because it would just seem to be, I don't know, I'd be so afraid that it would get dirty, how to launder it.
Well, I think maybe that's one of the reasons behind the machine quilting today. If you were to do a quilt by hand, all by hand and the stitching, and you gave it to somebody who took it camping, for example, and slept out on the beach with it,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty hard to clean. Or if you had a handmade quilt and you turned it into a dog bed.
Oh, for sure.
A lot of people today want a quilt that they can throw in the washing machine and throw in the dryer after. And a lot of the older heirloom quilts that have been passed down from grandparents and great-grandparents, all that hand stitching does require some care. And also the batting in between the layers of fabric can be cotton or wool, which tends to clump up if you just throw it into your washing machine. So depending on how your quilt is constructed, the care for it will be a little different.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's a lot to think about. Did we miss anything? Anything else you'd like to add, Kathy?
Just one thing I'd like to add, and that is, I know in Lennoxville they are going to be having an event September 27th and 28th, and it's a cultural day, or I think it's going to be called Intangible Heritage, and we've been asked as a guild to share in this time, and we're going to really focus on the skill and the art of quilting. So if anyone wants to come out to the kiosk on Saturday morning the 28th, you can try your hand at quilting, actually. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer any questions that you have.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't heard about that, the intangible heritage. I'll have to look into that. Well, thanks so much, Kathy, and definitely all the best on the event coming up on September 6th and 7th at the Grace Village. Thanks again. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
And again, that was Kathy Salt, the president of the Lennoxville Quilters Guild. Next up, let's hear a song from local artist Kate Morrison, and the song is called Moonflower. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host Maureen, on The Cube, 88.9 FM.
Seems like a long, long while since I've seen your face in the night, but it must have been forever when I loved you at first sight. As the moon flower opens only its frailty is hidden from the sun. By morning, its bloom has faded away, and its beauty is seen by none. So to our love quickly blossomed and frayed, growing amongst stone and thorn. I often ask myself, where went that seed from which passion and trust were born? As the moon flower opens only night, its frailty is hidden from the sun. By morning, its bloom has faded away, and its beauty is seen by none. Like a dove soaring freely in flight, our boundaries are left unknown. Still today you are my one true love. On wings like ours I have not since flown. Opens only at night, its frailty is hidden from the sun. By morning, its bloom has faded away, and its beauty is seen by none. Faded away, and its beauty is seen by none.
Next up, we have some community announcements here on the Townships at 12. September 6th and 7th, mark your calendar, Lenoxville Quilters Annual Quilt Show. Friday, September 6th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, September 7th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Grace Village, 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. Many quilts on display and for sale, demonstrations, a boutique, bistro, vendors, gourmet basket draw, and more. So that sounds very interesting and a lot of fun too. And don't forget, if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to announce it for free and perhaps even do an interview. You can email me. I have two emails, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca, and we'll get it on for you. Also coming up, it's a rummage sale. That's Friday, September 20th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to noon. And this is sponsored by the Lenoxville UCW. It's their fall rummage sale. Now, they are accepting donations most mornings until Wednesday, September 16th, so you can get a jump on your fall closet cleaning there. Okay, now you can bring your donations from 9 a.m. to noon, Tuesday to Fridays. Donations will not be accepted during the rummage sale, so please keep that in mind. And you can leave your donations in the men's cloakroom at the foot of the stairs. If the door is locked, please ring the bell. For assistance, you can call the church office at 819-565-8449. That's 819-565-8449. And please note that they do not accept any furniture, baby cribs, car seats, high chairs, etc. And this is sponsored by the Unit 6 of the UCW. So that all happens at the Lenoxville United Church, the Scott Hall, 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. So mark those dates down. And the Pumpkin Festival in Lenoxville, that's been going a long time. And this year it's coming up on September 29th from 11 a.m. to 16 hours at 10 Samuel Gratham Street, the parking lot for the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. So fun for the whole family, pumpkin pie, judging of pumpkins. I think there's some vegetables on sale too, probably pumpkin and squash. And the farmer's market in Lenoxville at the Queen Square. That is every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and that goes until October 12th. And you can also enjoy shows and activities on the site too. And that's it for our community events today here on the Townships at 12. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. Have a laugh. Cackling at something hilarious can be downright therapeutic. Studies indicate that laughing at a funny YouTube video has a significant effect on perceived stress. Laughter has been shown to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression by suppressing hormones like cortisol. Also, it stimulates circulation and helps muscles relax, which may reduce physical symptoms of anxiety. And that health news today is from the Prevention Magazine. I'd like to thank my guest today, Kathy Salt, the president of the Lenoxville Quilters Guild. Check out the show coming up on the 6th and the 7th. We'll close out today's show with a song from local artist Sarah Biggs, and the song is called Worth the Wait. Thanks everybody for listening, and have a great afternoon.
When circumstance lends a hand, there's no need to understand. The wheel's moving round again, and I've got some time to spend thinking about where I want to go. All in times, there's one thing I know, you're worth the wait. Oh, you're worth the wait. For the times I thought you played a fool, for wanting to play by the rules. Don't think just how much I really missed you. Through the years that we've been apart, I held you so near to my heart. When you did what you had to do, still decided to see you through. Even now, after all this time, I'm still willing to give this a try. You're worth the wait. Oh, you're worth the wait. For the times I thought you played a fool, for wanting to play by the rules, don't think you ever just how much I really missed you. You're worth the wait. Mm-hmm. You're worth the wait.